This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The head of the World Health Organization said on Monday the coronavirus pandemic is being politicized and that a lack of global leadership to fight the virus is a bigger threat than the virus itself. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said on Monday during a video conference for the Dubai-based World Government Summit that the greatest threat the world faces is, in his words, the lack of global solidarity and global leadership. Tedros did not say specifically who he thought was politicizing the pandemic. He said Monday the world reported a jump of 183,000 new confirmed COVID-19 cases on Sunday. It was the largest single-day increase recorded since the pandemic began. Global infections surpassed 9 million on Monday. Tedros noted that it took over 3 months for the world to see 1 million virus infections, but the last 1 million cases have come in just 8 days. WHO officials have said for several weeks the focus of the outbreak is in the Americas, and the numbers from Sunday showed a one-day rise of more than 116,000 cases in that region. Brazil led with nearly 55,000 new cases, followed by the United States with more than 36,000 and India with about 15,000 new cases. More than a dozen U.S. states are seeing a rise in case numbers. In New York, however, once the epicenter of the U.S. outbreak, cases have leveled off. Monday marked an opening of more businesses. President Trump has said repeatedly he believes the number of confirmed cases in the United States, which leads the world with more than 2.2 million, is the result of a widespread testing effort, making it look like the nation has more cases than other nations. You can find more on this and other stories on our website, voanews.com. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News.